From the Sky News Centre at 7, the Vatican's leading a prayer service following the death of Pope Francis. The 88-year-old passed away peacefully this morning. The Pope only left hospital last month after being treated for double pneumonia. His last public appearance was just yesterday, where he was seen blessing crowds on Easter Sunday in St. Peter's Square. Many people have been gathering there today to pay their respects. A mass has taken place this evening at Westminster Cathedral. Tributes have been pouring in from world leaders too, including the King and the Prime Minister. Francis has been praised for his compassion, with leaders saying he'll leave a lasting legacy. In 2018, Pope Francis visited Ireland, where he met survivors of clerical sexual abuse and made a plea for forgiveness during a mass at Phoenix Park. Prime Minister Micheál Martin says he'll be remembered as someone who cared deeply about each individual.
His non-judgmental approach to life itself enabled him to deal with his issues perhaps more effectively than maybe others.
He was often outspoken in his support for refugees and the LGBT plus community in the church. The Vatican says a date for his funeral is expected to be announced tomorrow. The papal conclave will elect a new pope in the next 15 to 20 days. In other news, Russia's president says fighting in Ukraine's resumed after an Easter ceasefire. Both sides accused each other of breaking it multiple times. And Burnley are on course to secure promotion from the Championship as they're 2-1 up in the second half at home to Sheffield United. Victory would confirm their return to the Premier League, along with Leeds, who hammered Stoke 6-0 earlier. That's the latest. I'm Leisha McKenna.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information.
On the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. and I hope you're all enjoying the glorious weather this Bank Holiday Monday has provided to us. I know it was a little bit cold first thing and it rained, but I think since about lunchtime I think the weather's been really nice and it's been really sunny, so I hope you've managed to get some of your little jobs done that you needed to. For me, it's been a little bit of work on the back garden, getting some plants sorted out and getting my tomatoes and the rest of my crops started. But you're not here to listen to about my gardening. You're here because it's the sports show and you want to hear what sport's been going on around the Vale. So tonight we're going to be having a look at the local football. We're going to be taking a little look at the Women's Six Nations, and we're also going to have a look at what happened on Judgment Day that took place in Cardiff. We've also got the ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the playoffs of the Elite Hockey League. All that and more here to come at Brew.
Children say, we
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Barrytown United marked the end of the Kay McLagan era at Jenner Park with a 5-0 demolition of Britton Ferry. The long-serving skipper scored on his final Jenner Park appearance after 8 eventful years with his hometown club. But following an emotional occasion for Andy Legg's men, the focus is now very much on the end-of-season playoffs, kicking off next weekend when they visit Carnarvon. Barry opted for 3 changes from last Sunday's crucial 2-1 win over Connorskey, with McLagan returning to the start 11 for the last time at home, alongside Ellis Williams and Callum Saintie, with Yian Owen dropping to the bench while Ben Magidson and Josh Yorworth were left out entirely. Britton Ferry under manager Andy Hill had already clinched top flight safety last weekend at the expense of league founders Newtown. Coincidentally, the Reds were also bidding farewell to one of their own, with Luke Bowen bowing out 5 years at the club, which saw them reach the Cymru Premier for the first time and win the Welsh Blood Service Cup. But right from the start, it was Barry's day on the pitch, and after just 11 minutes, a Robbie Wilmot corner was nodded home by Saintie past keeper Will Fuller to set the rout in motion. The most significant moment of the day came 9 minutes later when Ryan Kavanagh partnered with the skipper, laying off the ball to McLagan, who slotted home his 129th club goal from the edge of the box. The hometown hero had already delivered, and Barry weren't done yet, as another Wilmot corner, Saintie beat the scramble to head in his brace after 32 minutes, and McLagan was to be denied what would have been a spectacular farewell goal in the second half when the offside flag went up for his bicycle kick effort. But the captain did provide the assist for Barry's 4th on 70 minutes, setting up Ollie Hulbert to tap the ball past Fuller from the edge of the area, before the top scorer clinched his brace 12 minutes later, capping off a 15-goal lead tally for an emphatic display from the conference playoff winners. And yet, potentially, there's 3 games now that stand in the way of Barry's first appearance in 4 years in Europe, and it would be their UEFA Conference League debut. But that's why Barrytown sort of season is extended now into extra time, and a qualifying spot for the UEFA Conference League is the eventual target for Andy Legg's men, who secured top spot in the Cymru Premier Playoff Conference, finishing 10 points clear of Connorskey. But Barry know they will be visiting Carnarvon on Saturday lunchtime for the quarterfinals, after the Coffees secured their 4th place finish with a 2-1 win over Cardiff Met, who face an away trip to Bala. And if anyone can't make the journey, then S4 Scurria will be streaming the game there. That's the 12:15 kickoff. But beyond next weekend, the playoff structure, there's some doubt in what could happen there, with the Welsh Cup still to be played. So there's a few different scenarios that could happen. So the first thing is, if Newtown beat Connorskey on May the 4th, then Pennebont, who finished runners-up in the league, will automatically qualify for Europe. And then the 2 quarter-final winners would meet in the semi-final, the highest ranked club getting home advantage, and the winners would face Haverford West County in the final. But the second scenario, and this is if the Nomads win the Welsh Cup, and that would be for their second year running, so Rhys Griffiths' men would then enter the playoffs at the semi-final stage, and they would play the lowest ranked quarter-final winner. And then Haverford West would then face the highest ranked quarter-final winner, with the 2 semi-final winners meeting in a decider, with again the highest ranked club getting home advantage there. So there's lots of things that could happen there. So, or, you know, it all depends on what happens with the with the Welsh Cup final. So any team sort of still involved in the playoffs will be keeping an eye on that. And just for some knowledge there, that Barry's last European adventure saw them play NSI Runavik of the Faroe Islands, and that was the Europa League, and that was in August 2020. Barrieta qualified after the 2019-2020 league campaign was curtailed during the COVID pandemic. Or, I mean, we say that it's almost 5 years ago now. It feels like it doesn't feel like it's been that long ago. On there, the COVID happened, but that led to just their one leg tie being played behind closed doors, and you know that game, I think they lost 5-1. But actually, Kane McLagan, the captain, became Barry's first player to score in a European competition since 2003. So lots of different things that could go, that can happen still in the Cymru Premier in the playoffs. So I think there's lots of things that could still happen on there. So it keeps it really exciting at the moment, but it'll all jiggle itself out not long from there. Next up, though, we're going to be bringing you a selection of results from the other football teams that have been taking part around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Transform your garden this summer with Pugh's Garden Village in Wenvo. We've all you need to make your outdoor space shine. Create the perfect summer oasis with stylish garden furniture and beautiful plants. Discover the ultimate in relaxation with Emboss outdoor rooms and hot spring hot tubs. And don't miss our food hall. It's full of delicious summer barbecue essentials from Farmer's Pantry Butchers. Whether you're hosting a garden party or simply enjoying the sunshine, your summer garden starts at Pugh's Garden Village. Open 7 days a week on Port Road, Wenvo.
Once upon a time, there was a little ogre named Shrek who was appearing in a musical at the Paget Rooms in Penarth. It was a pretty nasty place, but ogres like nasty.
Hey Shrek, I want to be in a musical. In fact, it could be Donkey the Musical.
Listen, there is only one musical, my musical.
But I'm on the poster, Shrek. It's on from the 14th to the 18th of May. And I booked my tickets already at ticketsource.co.uk/pods. Am I right, Shrek?
That'll do, Donkey. That'll do.
Have you got a spare room in your house and spare room in your heart? If you do, you could become a Shared Lives carer. The Vale of Glamorgan Shared Life Scheme provides short-term care and long-term breaks for local people living with additional support needs. It's a great way to work from home, as you'll receive over £400 per person per week. Pretty much anyone can become a Shared Lives carer, so find out more and apply today at valesharedlives.co.uk.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Driving down an endless road, taking friends or moving alone.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And before we bring you some of the results that have taken place around the Vale, there's one bit of news from the Cymru South that we need to bring you, and that's Ben State has resigned as manager at Llantwit Major after two seasons in charge. The UEFA licensed coach joined Major in September 2023 following the sacking of the then boss Stevie McCarthy Campbell. State steered the club towards league safety with their second tier status confirmed on the last day of the 23-24 campaign. He went on to secure a 9th place finish this season, winning the Cymru South Manager of the Month award in February. State also took charge of the club's first ventures into Europe last year with the Fenix Trophy. Their first group game was a famous 1-0 home victory against Danish club BK Skjold. They returned to the tournament last October with a memorable two-legged clash against Belgium side Berchem Sport. His assistant manager Gareth Davis has also left Windmill Lane club along with physio Harriet Nichols. Major have already begun to search for their new manager ahead of next season, and a spokesperson for Llantwit Major FC said on Easter Monday, "Since coming in during the 2023-24 season, Ben did an excellent job in rescuing the club from a perilous position we found ourselves in, with a memorable last day victory securing survival. This was then followed up by an improved 2024-25 campaign where we stayed away from the relegation battle for a comfortable 9th place finish. In addition, Ben also helped secure a 1-0 victory over BK Skjold, one of the best results in the club history." The statement added, "We thank Ben for all his hard work and dedication during his time at the club, and we wish him the best for the future endeavours in football." Assistant manager Gareth Davis will also be leaving the club alongside Ben, and we wish him all the best and offer our thanks for everything. We also send a massive thanks to Harriet Nichols, who has served as our physio since the 2021-22 season. Harriet's professionalism, expertise, good vibes and dance moves will certainly be missed at the club. We will now look ahead to the future and we'll begin the process of appointing a new manager immediately. So that's big news there coming out from Llantwit Major. But in some of the selected results from a round the Vale, Dinas Powys played on Saturday, beating Rumney 1-0. The only goal of the game was in the second minute and it was a William Thomas goal. Dinas Powys sit 6th in their league and they play again on Wednesday at home to Club Cymraeg. And Cardiff Airport were away to Caerphilly, winning 3-0 on Saturday, helped on their way by a Jacob Cooper own goal. Sonny Lambert got Airport 2nd, and from the bench Curtis Scotty Dabusco made it 3. Cardiff Airport now play Abervalley a week on Wednesday. So that's your selected football from around the Vale. Up next we're going to be having a quick look at the ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils got on in the Elite Hockey League playoffs. Here's Come Up Pro.
Now you're floating, so you got to dance for me. Don't need no and start to lose your mind. Cop you a drink, go ahead and rock your eyes, 'cause we're celebrating, no more drama in our lives. With a great track pumping, everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations out the door, so grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Let's get pumping.
Your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look now into the Elite Hockey League playoffs that the Cardiff Devils took place over the weekend. And first of all, they were taking on the Belfast Giants. Now, if you remember, Belfast Giants did top the league, but the Devils were not comfortable winners. In the first semi-final, Joey Martin gave the Welsh side an early advantage, but they put the game on ice with 4 unanswered goals in the second period, with Cole Sanford scoring twice and Josh McDonald and Zachary O'Brien also on target. The Giants were actually searching for their second Grand Slam in 3 seasons and had beaten Cardiff in 5 out of their last 6 meetings on the way to winning the Elite Hockey League a title and also Challenge Cup final in March. However, the Devils, who were looking for the first trophy in 3 years, were quick out of the blocks and Martin fired them in front after only 68 seconds. The rest of the first period was a tight affair, with both goaltenders Ben Bones for Cardiff and Giants Jackson Whistle making key saves. It was in the second period that the Devils seized control against an out of sorts Giants, who never reached the heights of their best form shown all season long, and McDonald rounded off a period of sustained pressure to make it 2-0, and then a pair of goals 19 seconds apart effectively sealed the win. Both were scored by Sanford, and both owed a little bit to luck, as on the power play his shot deflected off the stick of the Giants captain Matt Cooper, and then almost immediately Sanford's attempted pass hit the skate of Josh Roach. Both redirections gave Whistle no chance, but the Devils had earned their luck. They were a far hungrier team throughout the game, with the Giants reeling. O'Brien's superb solo effort made it 5-0 before the second intermission, and the game ended as a contest. Bowens went on to record a shutout in a man of the match performance, and the defeat will not overshadow another successful campaign for the Giants, who they've won their third league and cup double over the past five seasons, to go alongside their Grand Slam of two seasons ago, but they were second best to the Devils on that occasion. So then in the final then, Cardiff playing the Nottingham Panthers, and the Panthers held off a thrilling Cardiff Devils comeback to clinch the elite playoffs grand final in overtime, lifting their first silverware since 2016. So playing in familiar surroundings at the National Ice Rink in Nottingham, Panthers took the lead when Samuel Herr hit the back of the net after being set up by Cooper Zek, and with Herr again on target as the second period got underway. A third Panthers goal scored by Mitchell Fossier on the power play put Nottingham in control. And a low Cohen Ofchevsky assisted Josh McDonald to get Devils on the score sheet and give them hope going into the final period. With the clock nudging towards 50 minutes of play, Gleeson Fournier, Cole Sanford conjured up an opening for Joey Martin, with the Devils forward converting to set up a grandstand finale. Up stepped Devils Fournier, squeezing the puck through a crowd to level at 3-3 and send the game into overtime. The extra period continued with a thrilling spectacle with the first Panthers and then the Devils thinking they had hit winners, only for coaches' challenges to overturn on both scores. That ushered the second period of overtime, and Fossier struck his second goal of the night to seal victory, leaving the Devils still looking for their first domestic trophy in 3 years. The two sides had reached the final in contrasting styles, with the Panthers beating arch rivals Steelers 4-3, and as I said, the Devils crushed the Giants 5-0. On there, so that's unfortunate for the Devils there. I mean, they had a good semi-final and they had a really good final there. I mean, it could have gone either way there, but they still had the Continental Cup that they won this season, and they're sort of in there and keeping everything exciting, even closing in on the end of the season there. But up next on Bro, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the rugby, and we're going to have a look at what happened in the Women's Six Nations game. Here to Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents are open now.
Categories include
Business of the Year, sponsored by CJCH Solicitors. Entrepreneur of the Year, sponsored by Rosedew Farm.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm.
Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents. We're a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for 5 decades. Let our family move your family. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Glastonbury Junior's Family Tribute Festival, in association with Barry Training Services, is back for 2025. Featuring sensational tributes to Taylor Swift, Katy Perry and Harry Styles. With a big top, tiny tots disco, rides, workshops, the New Wave Wrestling Academy and loads more. Glastonbury Junior's 2025 is live at Romilly Park on Friday, July the 25th, and is sponsored by Affluent Time, Sunkiss, Salon No. 7 and Bro Radio. Single tickets and family passes are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Mm-hmm.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And now we're going to have a quick look at the Women's Six Nations, where unfortunately Wales went down 14 points to 40 against Ireland. And Wales were outmuscled as Ireland ran in six tries to secure a second win of their Women's Six Nations campaign. The hosts had taken an early lead through Kerris Cox, but after that, it was one-way traffic in the Newport Sunshine. Hannah Bluck, who had been a late call-up, scored a consolation try for Wales, who played in front of 3,568 fans, a record crowd for a women's international at Rodney Parade. But Wales, they must beat Italy if they are to avoid a second consecutive wooden spoon. As they had done all tournament, the Wales did start really well, and George, who had been called up to the start in 15 due to Kayleigh Powell's injury, put a grubber kick down the wing for her backs to chase. Amy Lee Constantine looked to have it covered but fumbled on her own try line, and Cox was first to pounce on the loose ball. But then Wales did miss a chance to double their lead after a great passage of play, but their driving maul ran out of steam just a metre short of the line, and then Ireland hit back at the end of the first quarter when standout player Wafer charged down the touchline. The ball was then recycled in field, and some weak tackling allowed Ireland to power over from close range. But Wales did continue to live dangerously and were made to pay again when the Irish forwards piled on the pressure, and this time it was Wafer who celebrated. The hosts were boosted when influential fly half Dana O'Brien was sent to the sin bin for making a shoulder-to-head contact against charging Alex Callender, but it was Ireland who looked like they had a player advantage, and the defence had initially done well to hold Ireland up over the line, but the Irish kept coming, and they eventually crashed over the line, and Wales conceded on the stroke of half time. The first score after the break was always going to be important in a game like this, because it was 7-21 at the break. It was they were still within touch and distance there, but any hopes of a Welsh comeback were quickly extinguished as the Irish set piece once again proved a weapon, and Wall was soon in for her second and her side's bonus point. So Jasmine Joyce, Butchers and Cox attempt to spark some resurgence down the wing, but unfortunately Wales were guilty of not looking after the ball. Hannah Jones also made a promising break, but the pass out wide fell straight into Irish hands and Wales paid for the inaccuracy. But Ireland, in contrast, they look like the fifth best team in the world, and this is an Irish team that recently beat New Zealand as well, but they just kept sending wave after wave of attacks into the Wales's tiring defence. And the fifth try came after a driving lineup was initially repelled, but with the forwards queuing up, was a powerful move to get them across the line. But Cox did continue to pose a threat, while George put Wales in a promising attack with a 50-22, which set up Bluck's try, and Caris Phillips took the long throw before powering up to the line. Kira Bevan kept the ball among the forwards before freeing Bluck, who backed her pace through a tight gap. It was Bluck's first involvement in the campaign, but had Wales had not long finished celebrating that way, Wafer went straight up the other end and actually silenced everybody by picking up another try there. So Wales were staring down the barrel of a record defeat to that the opponent's Ireland, but they were spared because Stacey Flood did knock on what would have been an otherwise run-in for Ireland there. So so it's still difficult for Wales, but they do have another game against Italy, so just hope they put a good performance in and they get the win against Italy, so they don't get a wooden spoon for 2 years in a row there. And you might wonder why Wales were playing at Rodney Parade, the Wales Women's Six Nations game, and that's because there had been this was the day before though, but Judgment Day had happened in Cardiff. So Judgment Day, for anyone that's not fully aware of that, that's when the four Welsh regions all play against each other. So it's a double header in the stadium there. So the Ospreys played Cardiff and the Dragons played against the Scarlets. So we'll keep it local, so we'll be talking about the Cardiff game there. And Kieran Williams tried to put the Ospreys ahead before Alex Mann and Hammer Webb doubles gave Cardiff a handy half-time lead. The Ospreys' Will Spencer and Kieran Hardy narrowed the gap, but a late penalty try and Hammer Webb's hat-trick sealed the win for Cardiff. So Cardiff run out winners against the Ospreys 36-19 there. And to go along with that as well, Cardiff did lift the Welsh Shield, and that's for the top Welsh region in the United Rugby Championships. So a little consolation there. And just in the other game, the Dragons lost to the Scarlets 23-31. So that's the rugby action that's been taking place around the Vale. And next time, I'm going to tell you a little bit about another sporting event that I took part in on the weekend. And I'll give you the information of how to get in touch with me. Peter Bro.
Tea, my dear, I like my toast on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side. Take it everywhere I walk. I'm an Englishman. foreign combat gear to make a man. It takes more than a license for a gun. Confront your enemies, avoid them when you can. A gentleman will walk but never run. Your manners make of man, as someone said. He's a hero of the day. It takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Be yourself, no matter what they say.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we are the Vale's local radio station, and I would like to bring you the information from sport around the Vale. So if there's a sport that I'm not talking about, a sports team or sports club that you think I should be talking about, then all you need to do is find us on the social medias, or you can get in touch at sport@proradio.fm. That's sport@proradio.fm. And that's exactly what Barry Athletic FC Purples under 15s did. And they've held in open trials on Saturday the 17th of May at 10:45 at the Bromoganog 3D pitch. And the Barry Athletic Purples under 15, so this is year 10 of September 2025, are looking to recruit players for the 2025-26 season. So come and be a part of a fantastic club where there is a great team atmosphere, environment, regular weekly training, social team get-togethers. There's also league and cup competitions and friendly games throughout the season. And the games are recorded with monthly team analysis sessions to help the team and individual performance developments. And if you're interested or you'd want any more information about this, then you can find it on just look for Barry Athletic FC on the social medias, or barryathleticfc.uk. So that's barryathleticfc.uk. And again, if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about, just do exactly what they did and get in touch with me using sport@proradio.fm. And for anyone who was listening to last week's show, you'll know that I joined the local cold water swimming group, the Barry Blue Tits, for a dip in Watchtower Bay, and it was quite chilly, but I didn't think I'd give up after the first session, so I went back again, and it was a little bit windier this Sunday, so we were there, and they start at 9 o'clock, but they're always fully supportive to any new people that turn up there. You can do what I did, which is I basically just walked in until it was sort of up to midriff level, and then dunked my shoulders and sort of just bobbed along a little bit, or you can go in and swim there as well. So obviously getting your shoulders under that way, and it really is quite invigorating. I mean, it was a little bit windy, so it was a little bit cold walking down to the water, and this week the water was a little bit further out than last week, so I had a little bit further to walk, but it was quite cold, and the regulars there did tell me they felt it was probably around 8 degrees. I did maybe Well, it felt like I was in there for half an hour, but I wasn't. I was probably in there for about eight minutes or so. Got out nice cup of tea then, and get yourself dried off. But it does really set you up for the day, and it's they're a great bunch. They're friendly enough, and they'll help you out. And there's no pressure. I mean, I could have put my feet in, going, nope, that's it, too cold for me, and I walk back out, and there would have been sort of no judgment from anyone there. You've just got to listen to your own body when it's something like that, and you've got to know what it feels like, and if something doesn't feel right, then you should just get out. But it is really good for you, sort of. There's different thoughts on why it does it. One of the thoughts are that you you forget everything else that's going on in your life because it's quite cold, and all your brain wants to do is survive. So you forget about any little worries that you've got there. But it's generally just a really really nice little social group there, and you know, it's something to do on a Sunday morning if you're looking for something a little bit different. I sort of took the dog, and my wife came along, and I said, "Were you going in?" And I was quite quickly told no, but my dog's not a big fan of water, so when I started walking in, she got up to about her armpits, and then she was like, "I don't know what you're doing, Dad, but not even I'm going in there." So I think that gives you the idea. It was a little bit chilly there, but it as I said, it's good fun, and if it's something you feel like doing, you can find them on the social media, and that's Barry Blue Tits on there, and they give you all the information. As I said, there's no pressure to do. You can do as little or as much as you want on there. But up next here at Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
You've redecorated your home and you're over the moon with the results. Just the finishing touches to go, which is why you've booked an appointment at Ambient Window Shutters in Barry. The right window shutters transform your entire living space, and Ambient Window Shutters supply and install exquisite made-to-measure shutters to suit every budget. We're your local family-run firm, and you'll find our showroom at 116B Park Crescent in Barry. Contact us today for a showroom appointment or home survey and see what we do at ambientwindowshutters.co.uk.
Workplaces of South Wales. Well done to every shop, cafe, pub, warehouse, factory and office. Your dedication to recycling every can, yoghurt pot, tea bag and piece of cardboard is helping to build a cleaner, greener Wales. So let's keep showing the world how it's done. Workplaces of Wales. Let's keep sorting. Search Workplace Recycling Law Wales.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber, so order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This